so I didn't catch it. I must have written Shinyan Aleph and used Gula Yud was a strip. So, okay, so that's a slight error. This Rabbosa involves, first of all, to look inside in the Gemaras. Sheldon said a beautiful Kabur on Monday. He quoted beautifully, but now we have to look a little bit inside. If you have a Gemara Shabbos, please open it up or get one. Probably there's a small one over here for those who missed them. Is there Aleph here? Is there an Aleph? There should be a small one somewhere in my Shas Gemaras. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone Aleph, so I didn't catch it. I must have written Shinyan Aleph and used Gula Yud was a strip. So, okay, so that's a slight error. This Rabbosa involves, first of all, to look inside in the Gemaras. Sheldon said a beautiful Kabur on Monday. He quoted beautifully, but now we have to look a little bit inside. If you have a Gemara Shabbos, please open it up or get one. Probably there's a small one over here for those who missed them. Is there Aleph here? Is there an Aleph? There should be a small one somewhere in my Shas Gemaras. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone has another Gemara. What is it there? Okay, so let's open the Gemara. Shalom quoted the three Gemaras about Tzilchum and Atzad, and he did a very good job giving us the basics, but it's not as simple as he made it sound. I mean, it's good to make it sound simple, but it's not simple at all. There's a couple of interesting inyanim. Certainly we can't finish the topic today, but we'll just touch on the first topic, and then we'll go on to Hashem on Monday. Tosfos in that Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Hai Pugla. The Gemara equates Pugla with Tochum and Bekush. Right? The Gemara says, I hope you know the Gemara, no? Kuf Chav Gimel, that's what called Tiltum and Atzad. And the Gemara seems to say, if Rabbi Lazar Ben Tzadoy is not to be Pasek Rabbi Lazar Ben Tzadoy. The comment is that Tiltum and Atzad is in fact Mutter. What? Mutter. Says Tosfos like this. The Imtoma, Hai Pugla, the Imtoma, Hai Pugla Hechidam. What's a pugla? What does it mean? What do the words mean? The Rashi explains. Pugla tznon and tolush. Shetmino ba'aretz misgala rosha. Get a radish, you want to put it into the earth, and its top was visible. Okay? So what's the din lamaskana? The maskana is mutter, even if you put the wider part on the bottom, so when you pull it up, you're moving all the earth. Mutter anyway. Presumably he means the bus is above us. So it sounds like he means. Let's explain what. If he just forgot it there, you see, because Meniach and Shachah is relevant, it's supposed to mean only from respect to the bus is above us. So presumably he means the bus is above us. Which again, we're not up to yet. My time of the Manda Asar. Here's where the key line begins. I feel tiltu gomor shari litzorech letalpel agav hetel lekaman perk notel v'mol shal agabe hakar litzorech lekomo v'metalpel v'od and olof. Whoa. Here is the critical, the first very important point, which was glossed over at last Kabura. Namely, we say that tiltu manat has indirect tiltu. But it's really divided into two subcategories. Near, which means if I have, I want to move this mukta item. Okay? So what am I going to do? I can't mukta. I take the thing underneath and I just shake it. I don't move it, I shake it. I don't pick it up, move it to the side, and then shake something off. I just shake it. That's the case of pugla. I don't, right? So the mukta is directly on top of it. And I don't carry the mukta on top of the pugla and then drop it off somewhere else. No, I just take off move the pugla. And the mukta falls off by itself. That's called niyur. What is tiltul gomer? They want to say what the tiltul means. Tiltul gomer means you take a barrel of the rock on top, you pick it up, you move it 5 feet, and you shake it off. So I thought the same thing. I know how. The difference? No. Tosfos is saying that there's a possible distinction between the two of them. That's what they call tiltul gomer. It's still tiltul men atzad. That's called tiltul gomer. Keep that in mind. So there, it's Yisif Nakamara, that what? That's Mutter. Madach Tiltu Menatzad is Mutter. Tiltu Gomer Menatzad is Mutter, what he calls. Right? Kolshkin, what he calls Tiltu Menatzad, which is what he calls near, which is out. without picking it up, moving it over and shaking it off. That's why it's a very tricky tosfos over here. Tilta v'natada using to win niyu. So you don't move it over. You just pick it up and the mutzah shakes off immediately. The other thing they call, we also call tilta v'natada, they call tiltal gomer. But they mean tiltal gomer v'natada. It's just a little bit of a phraseology, you have to be looking very careful. So the yesh lama, so we have the terrace. The meniach amanas litla ari. Ooh, a third category. There's shocheach, there's meniach, and meniach amanas litla. This is, we're not going into this now, but Tosfos says elsewhere, it's not called the bus, the davar also, unless it's meniach l'kola Shabbos. He's going to leave it there for the entire Shabbos. Here he did not, he planned to remove it. Afa gav the kashach achdami means it hilchas buses. It's considered shocheach. And he brings rice, which they bring early in the fourth parish, we're not going to go into right now, etc., etc. Skip all those rice, we have to base it on base. Mikomakom, he says, lo hoyalo lo aniyach ba oso inyan, she yitzarech tiltul min atzad. He's a bad guy. Shouldn't have left it that way. Although it's officially considered tiltul min atzad, right? I shouldn't have done it, he should have avoided it. And if he should have avoided it, that's why it's also. That's why the mandama holds also for that reason. You should have avoided it. The Tanakama should have avoided it. Ah, Atzamos would cleep in, which the Poskim say is the butter, so how come he should have avoided it? No, he couldn't avoid it. Lo mestayah, lo neyach, ben al gabi shulchan. What are you going to do? You have to eat your chicken. You have to eat your watermelon. You can't help it. They're pits. They're bones. You can't help it. The Toma and the Kisa were paired by my Tomni. Nu. Ein Lachash. Came and the Epsha Benir. Da Filo Tiltum and Atzad. Ein O. It's a whole new Shulchan Aruch here out of this Tosfos. Right? He's explaining the Tanakama sheet. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass the Tanakama. That's the news. But the Filo Tanakama, Rabbi Lazar Ben Tudoy, it's a whole new vision. Namely, the two dinner. It's Nir and it's Tiltum and Atzad. Near is always water. But tiltum in atzad, which means tiltum government atzad, you pick it up, move it up, shake it off, should be awesome. So you had no right to do that way in the first place. But if you couldn't help it, then let's make a deal. If you couldn't help it, you have no choice. We have to make the food chain bend the rules. What's going on here? Yeah. Well, how do you say it, Tosfos? How do you explain it? No, you learn Tosfos. You still need to learn, you start learning this. How do you say Pshat? What's Pshat Tosfos? I'll tell my Pshat. If no one else has Pshat, I feel better. I'll tell my Pshat. If you have a better lady to tell me. My Pshat is like this. You have a Pshat?
I just want to, according to even Rabbi Lezer Ben Tudai is
marking it, the only allows. We'll get to that later. Let's talk about Tanakhans. I think the answer is like this. Tosfos, as was mentioned in the last Chabura, Tosfos and most Rishonim make a distinction between Tiltum and Atzad Tzorach Dover HaMutter, which is Mutter, and Tzorach Dover also, which is also. Tosfos back at Nachman Gim. The question is, what's Pshat in that then? Why should that be true? Since when it should be a difference? Either you're carrying or not carrying. If Tiltum and Atzad is considered carrying Mutter, which it should be also or not, it should be Mutter. What's going on? How do you know Pshat told him back then? So the answer is as follows. If you carry a davar hamutter, an agav the mutter, you're carrying a davar also. Any such cases we call a double tiltum. You're carrying both. You're carrying a davar hamutter. You're carrying a davar also. The question is, how does halacha look at this? How does halacha look at this double carry? You're carrying mutter and carrying also. So how should we view it? Should we be optimists and say, oh, carrying a davar hamutter? Or should we be pessimists and say, oh, carrying a davar also? How do you know? Decide by flip of a coin? The answer is no. Because we call it double tilt, there's no firm way to establish it either one or the other, so we follow his intention. What is his intention? If his intention is to discover how also we label this double tilt with tilt of Dabar Asa for us, if his intention is to move the Dabar HaMutter, so we label the entire double tilt of Dabar HaMutter, and it's Mutter. He's really moving both. In his hand, he's touching the Dabar HaMutter. Incidentally, he's moving the Dabar Asa. How did Allah look at it? Halacha depends upon his intention. His intention is a davar also. We view the whole double tilt as moving the davar also. If his intention is a davar hamutter, so we view it as moving the davar hamutter. That's what I thought Pshat was. That's what I thought. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, if that's kind of close enough, Mem Gimel, let's analyze Tanakama's sheet over here on Kuf Kof Gimel. Tanakama also holds in the same Yisod. Avad, this is Yisod, this is Yisod, Gadol, and everybody holds this Yisod. But he makes one provide. But he can only view this double tiltal as a tiltal of the Davar HaMutter, it was sort of just happened that way. You forgot in the Davar Asa, in the Davar Mutter, and you had to move it for the purpose of Davar HaMutter. So we'll label the, we'll give you the benefit and label the, not an objective doubt, the benefit of the ambiguity. And we'll say, we'll view the entire moving as a moving for the purpose of a Davar HaMutter, so we'll view it as moving a Davar HaMutter. So if you're a wise guy, you arranged all the in advance. It's premeditated. You knew in advance. You're putting it there in advance. You plan to remove it later in advance. So you engineered this whole situation from the beginning. So we can't be so charitable towards you. We're not going to say that we're going to label this entire moving as a moving of the Davar HaMutter and ignore the Davar Asur. You're a wise guy. You arranged this whole thing. So therefore we're going to have to label it according to Tanakama as the moving of the Davar Asur and therefore it's us. Only if it just happened by mistake. It wasn't premeditated. It just worked out that way. But you're moving the Davar Asur and Davar HaMutter for the purpose of the Davar HaMutter. Then Allah says we'll treat the whole double tiltal as a tiltal of the Davar HaMutter. But if you arrange the whole thing purposely, purposely, so although in Hilchas Bosses, it's like Shacha. But in Hilchas double tiltal, the Kwantanakama doesn't work. That's what I thought. Nir, that's different. Nir is more kal. So for Nir, we'll give you a break anyway. Since Nir is more kal, so even though it was done in that fashion, right, we'll still say it's mut. That's the case of Abao Gamar, Kuf Kof Gimel. Why? I don't know. Nir is even maybe better than the double tiltal. It's an extra tzad of the heart. You're not really moving it at all. It sort of shakes off. But if the tiltal gomer min atzad, then they were ma. Yes, sir.
The case of a Mishnah is a case of what? The case of Padre Shatambar, what is that a case of?
I'm a Kuf Kof Gimel Amar Aleph. Where are you reading from?
Oh,
the Bryce, I'm sorry. You see, Klar and the Gemara, those two cases are basically the same case. Yeah, you backed up from one based upon the other.
In the case of Pukla, in the case of Hugga, where the Tanakhama is mocking you, isn't that a case of Nir? I thought that was a case of Nir where they're mocking you. I thought the Tanakhama, in a case like this, ends mocking completely. You like this.
Oh, hold on. I got to end the thing. One second. Let's read the Tosus. One second. Oh, let's read the Gemara one more time. Before I see the Tosus, read the Gemara one more time. Tadar Abana. But by Pugla we know. What's by Pugla is a machlokas, right? From the mal of the shara, mal of the os. Right? And we pass it in that way how? The kula. Why are we passing the kula? We pass it like boom. Come on, help me out. We pass it like boom. Like a lazar ben tadoi. The lazar ben tadoi is what is makel.
It's makel by near. He even says he calls it near.
Right.
It's dafka by near that the Tanakhama is machlokas.
Hold on.
The case that he's makel on Tanakhama is not even near.
So hold on. What are you saying? So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is makel by what case? By the case of near. And one second. And Tanakhama is machmir by which case?
By near.
By near. So what does Tosfos say at the end? Hold on. Listen carefully. Read the Tosfos carefully. After Tosfos, let's go slowly. So Oy Bazoi, let's see Tosfos Kasha. Let's review the Tosfos one more time. Yes, the cash of high for the dummy, even may niyach my time of the man the shari milamata the mala, I feel near lo shari koshke until the minatzat. That's out. The ibishacha, my time of the man the asa, who asks over here? Who asks? No? Tanakama. And you're saying correctly though, he's answering what? Near, right? Afilu tugul gamashar. The Tanakama is what is asering near, but we know for a fact that even tugul gamashar is shar. It's our gufo agav head. So it's Yom and Akotza Lakotza. That's how it's Kasha. So what do they answer? Fish Loma, the Meniach Amanas Litlari, an in-between case. So although it's Shachar with respect to Basis, right? Correct? But nevertheless, he shouldn't have put it in a way which. What was his kasha? Who's he coming to? Who's he asking a kasha? He's asking what? On both sides? So who's explaining that? Manda, manda, also, manda, mamutu. This whole tosis. What's the chat of tosis? This tosis is talking at the end. Is he explaining Tanakama or explaining Abelazar ben Tzadok? No? How'd you learn? Okay, that's the case. That's the case. We've invented a new case. Right? Bosses, etc. Mikomakom. Now just the last few lines. The key is the last few lines of Tosfos. Mikomakom. Lohoyalo lohaniyach ba'oso inyan sheitztarech tiltu min atzad. And therefore what? And therefore, who's only matter there? Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, in that case, is matter only near, and Tanakama what? Asis even near. But Tiltul Gomer comes out what? What we call Tiltul Gomer Natsar. If people are moving to the side, in such a case would be what? Would be us. I, it's Mutter and Kuf Mem Aleph. No, that's Shachar. Let's go weiter. Atzamos uklipin. We are what? Atzamos uklipin. We know it in advance, and still we matter it, right? So how can we matter anything, right? Lo mistayed lo leinach ben al gabi shulpa. So therefore, it's not his fault. That'll be the equivalent for our purposes of shachar, right? That's how you read Tosfos. So therefore, it should come out that even tiltul gomer atzad would be mutter, correct?
For everyone.
Okay. Weiter. The Toman, the Kisa, the Perek by Matonin, Ein Lochush. What do you mean, Ein Lochush? It's also Mutter. Keva the Efsha Benir, Dafil Tiltum and Atzad Eina. And therefore what? It's possible to have Nir, and it's Mutter, meaning according to whom? According to Rabbi Elazar, how do you say Pshat? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok? Tanakama asked it even. Even near, right? So what does Ein Lochush mean? What's the last two lines of Tosfos mean? Ein Lochush came and the Efshe Benir Tafil Tildo Ben Atzad Einam. So what does that mean? It's according to whom? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, it's Mutomur Min Hatzad, it's Mutal L'chol Ades. Right? That's what he says, that's a Matzah Mishnah, not Kuf Mem Bey, which no one seems to be arguing on. Right? If it's Meniach Amanas Litol, then Tiltul Gomer Atzad is certainly awesome. Right? That's the explanation I gave you before. I think that's a valid explanation. The Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok is in the case of what? He Niach Amanas Litol, but all he's doing is what? Is Niur. So Tanakama says Asur, and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says Mutter. We pass on the cool like Elazar ben Tzadok. Is that a proper summation? Right? We have the mission next week. We'll see how this comes up for Meister with the Shimon Aleph. We talked about the problem of Tiltul Min Hatzad. Somewhat confusing. Just until they're working out the details. Just push it shot. Nothing fancy before we get to analyze the lumpus and everything. This was one of the facts. So after a big dispute that existed here in the Chabura, I realized afterwards that Kivag is right. So it took a while to put out the piece. This is what the bottom line they put on the board. This is it. It starts with Rabbi Kivag and Shulchan Aruch, then Simon Shin Tes, Min Hatzad. Somewhat confusing. Just until they're working out the details. Just push it shot. Nothing fancy before we get to analyze the lumpus and everything. This was one of the facts. So after a big dispute that existed here in the Chabura, I realized afterwards that Kiveg is right. So it took a while to put out the piece. This is what the bottom line they put on the board. This is it. It starts with Rabbi Kiveg in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tes, where he says, like Tosfos, that by Meniach Amanas Lito, the Tosfos makes a distinction here between Meniach Amanas Lito, which is not a basis, right? As opposed to Shachar, which is also not a basis. Well, Hilchos basis they're the same, right? But in Hilchos, Tilta Manatah, they're not the same. Okay? It's Haskins. That Tilta, that near is Mutter, but what he calls Tilta Gamar Manatah is Asur. So, at first glance, that's part of the problem last time. You thought, what do you mean? We pass like a brother meant to joy. And not like the Hanukkah. Brother Joy is Matir. Tilkul min hatzad. So we got stuck. That was all five about last time. So we failed to realize that there were three madrigas. So that was my... I knew that, but that's why we're arguing. But I forgot it at that moment. There are three elements, not risk. There are three dinim. There's near. What is near? As we described last time. You don't know anything. You pick something up and the dust sort of falls in with the law of gravity. That's nothing. It's just called near. Then it's called tilkul min hatzad if it's shaped like this. So you pick up... And the minute you pick it up, things are falling down as a result of your action. And it was gravity. You picked it up, it's going to come up. That's what's called tilta. That's straight tilta manatah. But if you pick something up, move it over to here, and then shake it off, that's what's called tilta gamar manatah. And here's the thing. Tilta. It's the point of the person and that, just talking about there are cases where both cannot agree to Muslim. But both cannot agree to us. Near is always Muslim. That's for sure. Across the board, near is always Muslim. Tilkul Gamar Manatah, by Meniach Amanas Lito, everyone agrees with us, sir. And Tilkul Manatah playing, that's the Machlok Masat Hanoim. And with this you saw, everything in terms of the words of the Gemara all fits in. Yeah. So the key. Yeah, sure, come on. Sure, come on.
The words between near and Machlok Masat, yes. The difference between the Gemara and the
Well, that comes out of Allah. See, since we passed on that cool. Like I believe the Rebbe said, oh, he's the Rebbe Kiveg. I couldn't understand. When I first saw Rebbe Kiveg, I don't know what he's talking about. He had us. And I was in us. So in us. He passed like a lesson on Tzadoy. That's my first Rebbe. When I first heard Rebbe Kiveg, didn't know what he was talking about. He quotes out Tzadoy. I said, it's us. But we passed like a Rebbe Lezim and Tzadoy. I couldn't understand what he's saying. Let's learn the Jewish Mechidish. And that's not. Like he saw it, if you look it up. That's what explains it to three Allahs. The Jewish Mechidish and Avnodik explained. Tosis is very unclear. Haminim here figured that for 2 hours and they figured it out. Yom Lachamah from Bekiveg. He already figured it out 100, 200 years ago. But that's the pshat. There's three Madregas. And one Madrega, everyone agrees also. One Madrega, everyone agrees Mutter. And in the middle Madrega is the Machlokes, we pass from the Kula. That's like Abba Lachamah and Tzadoy.
This is how Bekiveg is
said as the Mechidish and Avnodik. That's pshat. Oh, is anyone arguing with Tosis?
Anywhere
after those, it doesn't
come up. So,
I don't argue, you're saying.
Definitely John
Joseph. That's a good thing. I didn't think of that. Maybe there are posts, Mishon, 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 Mishon. Doesn't spell all this out. So, the Kiveg has spelled it out. The Kitsa Nimris and Shin Tes, it's hard to understand what he's saying on its own. I couldn't understand what he was driving at. Until finally, I wasn't sure it wasn't my Bekias. One of the Torah probably sent me there to the Jewish Mechidish, and then he explains Clark at three levels. Yes.
On the charge there, why is the
Religion meant to die
in
the top.
Am I
going
to say?
Where? I
don't know. Oh, wait. I put two lines.
Okay.
There's not be a right wing. We're not up today. We're not up on the right. We're not up today. Okay. We're not up today. We'll come to that. Depends which way you're looking. All right. Okay. The truth of the matter is, yeah. Well, let's see. Right now, I had my chart with me. Hope I copied it right. I made a chart, but I don't know the rules. Wait, we're not up, we didn't get there yet. So we'll see. I'm not sure if this is right, but I copied it right. This is what I wrote down on Wednesday when I was trying to figure out what's going on. So we'll come to it. Oh, so far, so good. This was the Rosh Mechidish for Bekiveg. Fine, and we explained the lump this last time, right? With double tiltle. Remember, I don't want to go into that and repeat it again. Double tiltle, and we say we give him what he had in mind. He was premeditated, so we can't give that charitable definition that it will label the double tiltel as the tiltel davar hamutar because that's his ultimate tzorach. That's only if it just happened by forgot, not if he really planned it out. That can still stand. He makes certain modifications. All right, the tiltel gomer, you have to be more machmir, but the basic yourself still stands. Fine. Rabbi Kivega says that in Tosfos mem gimel amud beis. That's what we have to take a look at now. Tosfos mem gimel amud beis. If you have a Tosfos, it's worth looking inside. It's all. I'm not telling you anything really new with Rabbi Kivega is what's saying all this in Jewish Bechidush. He claims that Tosfos mem gimel amud beis Kriegs argues on Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chav gimel amud al. So it's a machlokas. Why? Because the big yisod in our Tosfos, the big chiddush in our Tosfos, the distinction between what and what, Meniach HaManas Lito and Shocheach. So the Biki Vega, very nice. That's what Tosfos over here in Kufchav Gimel. But in Tosfos Mem Gimel, they seem to equate Meniach HaManas Lito with Shocheach. They don't seem to draw any distinction. They draw no distinction. Tosfos over here. And it's already on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're talking about Shochach, right? And then they say the Chol Dava Shadai the little of the Shabbos Lo Anichol the Chol Shabbos Afilu Meniach Chashem Kishol Chaya Kehid the Menaris Akisu etc. etc. The same as we know that they're equated with respect to Bosses Ladova are also equated to the Sheet and Tosfos. We'll come to that much later. So too they're equated in Hilchos whether it becomes whether it's an Isir of Tildum and Atzar or not. So the Kivega says, oh, if in fact you equate tilt of Meniach HaManas Lito with the Shochach, obviously you can't go with the Smahala. Right? Because the Shochach, so he says, always looking. Not by Shochach. And here, there's so many distinctions. Right? Out of the six possibilities, three are also. One is one of the Lord, two is one of Tanakama. So what's going on? In Mem Gimel can't open that. So therefore, the Kivega claims that according to Tosfos Daf Mem Gimel, you can't get this Torah over here. So how do you add all the riots back? How do you get all the riots? Riots here and there, here and there, here and there. The only way he has is that way. According to the Levin, everything is looking. Everything is always looking. It's wonderful. There's no difference by Meniach HaManas Lito is mutter, Shocheach is mutter, everything is always looking. And Tanakama is basically the same. The Ass is by Tiltel Ben Atzar. Instead, he's also asked it even by Shochach. There's no other way out. This is the only way out that Mekiveh can come out clean. Only one big problem, according to this interpretation, is an offer in a Mishnah. Kuf Mem Beis Mem Beis. Right? That's the case of Shochach Evan Agabe Chavis. That's right. So you're allowed to move it over and tilt it off. So according to what we said over here, Shochach, Mutal the Chuleyal. But according to Tosfos, that Tosfos says what? Tosfos Mem Gimel, according to Rabbi Kivega's trap, that they deny this distinction between Shochach and Meniach HaManas Lito. It's kind of very strange that the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, that's Matir, is going only according to whom? Rabbi Lezer Ben Tzadoy, not according to Tanakama. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Kivega's trap in the Tosfos, on Daf Mem Gimel. So the Chazon Ish writes, I want to ask you to see in Siman Mem Zayin, Sifkot and Yud Zayin. If you look very carefully, according to Rabbi Kivega, there'll be many Mishnayos which are all like Rabbi Lezer and Tadoy, and not according to Tanakama. And he adds two words: Vizet Tamo. How could there be so many Mishnayos like Rabbi Lezer and Tadoy, and not like Tanakama? So that's why he doesn't like Rabbi Kivega, because Rabbi Kivega is wrong. But if you look in the Balamor on our Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, he writes exactly so. Ben Ichusa. Harbe stumos nishtuk Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadoy. Adra, according to Tosfos, it's nothing like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadoy. The Balamor holds it in the sheet, where the Tosfos and then the Dalet holds it, doesn't hold it. That's a fight between the Rabbi Kivega and the Chazon Ish out of the Mshah. But if there exists a sheet which maintains that all those Tamei Mishnayos are like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadoy and against Tanakama, which the Chazon Ish said about that, said Tema. The Balamor said it, that's it, that's the way it is. Here, Kuf Chav Gimel. Huh? Somewhere at the beginning of Perikol HaKev. Harbe stumos nishnu Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadoy. One minute. Okay, it's too big, right? You look, okay, you'll find it. Two long balamars, it's in here somewhere. I can't read it, sorry. It's there. If you can't find it, let me know. Okay. Now, let's get back to our Tosfos Mem Gimel. So leave out the balamar, but what about the Tosfos Mem Gimel? So the Chazon Ish says, no. Tosfos Mem Gimel agrees with Esen Kuf Chav Gimel. They all hold the same distinction. Same thing. Same thing. They don't argue. They compare Meniach Amanas Dittel v'Shocheach. The first, says Chazon Ish, yes, they do equate it. No doubt about it. They're equating it with respect to Ni'ur. With respect to the Heter of Ni'ur, they equate it. That's true. That is a fact. Look at Ni'ur. An old chart all across the board, Ni'ur is limited. So the Chazon Ish wants to limit that which post is equated. Only talking about Ni'ur, and in fact that's true. Even Tosfos Kuf Chav Gimel holds that's true. So there's no heckworth to assume that Tosfos equates them beyond Ni'ur. So that's what Chazon Ish writes. I thought, just look at Tosfos, how can you say such a thing? Look at the top line. Mem Dala and Mem Aleph, look what they're quoting over here. Take a look. Your top line, they quote a Mishnah, Kuf Mem Peis Amud Beis, Mol Shal Gavi Akar, Minar Sakar, Behain no flows. The Evan Shapia Chavis, Mato Altida Vahule. Umugila Rav Hassan Bishokhea, Havamaniah has bustled over also. Awesome. And then they go on, bububububub, and they go on, Vita. So they obviously quoted right here in the Torah, so it's a situation that I'm doing near. So they. No. First part of the Mishnah.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what I was thinking afterwards. It's Bechule. You're right, it's Bechule. Bechule. But the question is it's not really near, though. No. Not, it's near, or is it tiltul then atzad? Not tiltul. What is near? I thought near meant only a case where you don't do anything. Everything is just gravity. Really?
No, that's not.
The gravity was the near. That's what I thought Shah was. It's a conical shape. It can go like this, or it can go like this. Right? If it goes like this and I pick it up from the top, what happens?
That's
near. I thought so. That's the mile of the mouth. That's what Tosfos is talking about. It's big on top and thin on the bottom, and I pick it up, that's called near. And what did I do? Nothing. The dirt filled in. It's the other way around. If it's thin on top and thick on bottom, you know, fat on bottom, and I pick it up, that's plain tilted on that side. If I take a barrel and pick it up and I move it over 5 feet and shake it off, that's tilted on that side. No? That's wrong? Is that that's wrong what you said? Right.
No,
I think that's right. That's what I put on the side, like via, la mata. That's why I put on this. That's what I think. Could be I'm wrong. If that's the case, even the ratio of the Mishnah Pashas is at least what we call tiltul min atzad. Maybe not tiltul gamma min atzad. Maybe. All right, but Pashas. So you could say the Tosfos talking about Shachach, right? So when Tosfos later on it compares Meniach HaMenas Nitzol to Shachach, it's not going on this particular bubble. That's why Tosfos didn't bring the whole thing. Tosfos later on, when Tosfos makes the comparison, they don't quote everything. If you look at later on in Tosfos, they don't quote everything back. I don't want to go with every last line of Tosfos. You'll see. It could be we can defend the opinion of the Chazon Ish in that fashion. But the truth is I can defend it in a fancier fashion. And that's why I want to make this ha'or, which is, the way we said last time, the whole distinction that we made, this whole big fantasy, this whole pilpul, which Tosfos distinction, Ne'echah Matul Teshachah, only makes sense if you assume Ayesod. What's Ayesod? Ayesod is that the double tiltul, and how do you label the tiltul with the label of the tutaker? But that whole Yesod was only introduced in Tosfos later on. Because later on they come up with the big Chiddush, which all the Rishonim learn, and it's a Shalom of all the Rishonim. What's that Chiddush? A distinction between what? The Tzaruf Tavar HaMutter, the Tzaruf Tavar Aser. On top of the Tosfos didn't know that yet. So Tosfos didn't know that yet in the very top of the Tosfos Mandal, so they didn't know that distinction yet. So of course they didn't come up with the Chiddush of Tosfos Kuf Tav Gimel, because it was untenable. Where's the taste? Where you get this from? But once Tosfos comes up with this Chiddush, a distinction between the Tzaruf Tavar Aser and the Tzaruf Tavar HaMutter, that's what all you saw, the double tilt and how you label it, then they'll agree with what they say later on Kuf Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. So there are two ways to defend the Chazanish. Pashas is it's untenable. He says the host himself quotes that. Either you say they quoted that Lechud, and the comparison between the Neach HaMatikl and Shach is Lechud, not going on what they said on top. Maybe, just like this. Or we can say no, that they quoted that on top before they understood the distinction, they realized the distinction between the double tiltle, what's the, how you label it, that whole parsha, that whole svara that we have. So therefore they couldn't hold that Kuf Chav Gimel. But later on when they developed that Yisod, then they would hold that Kuf Chav Gimel as well. So it's a Chalamaisa. Comes out of a Machloikas Halacha Lamaisa. Between the Bekiva Egen, saying Pshat and the Torah Sinam Dalar, and between the Chazanish, because there's no dispute. Right? There's no dispute. And what we say, the Balamor held like what? Pashto. So the Balamor held like that sheet of what we call, what the Bekiva Egen calls Hosfam and Gimel. And since we're talking about the Metadoi, the difference will be in one single case. Mehia Amanas Lito. Can you do what's called Tilkul Gomer Min Atah? There's a new category according to the Vetter Adam said it's awesome. So it's according to the Balamor and Toysus and that Gil, so then it's Mutter. The Mice, the only will be more Megil in a particular case. So that's the question. I thought that Kibay makes a reference to a little bit of the English Shulchan Aruch, this Chumah that he has. But Tiltu Gomer Min Atzad is Osir. I'm an Eich, I'm an Aslito. It's the Machlokas Yishnuya. So, Elliot, even if they don't find it in the poskim, this could maybe they probably look. This is a big Kiddush Kuf Kav Gimel. It takes so long to figure out in the first place. Who figured it out? And other Rishonim go against it. The Balamor is against it. And then Tarsus maybe back on them. Dalas against it. Forget about it. Svega the Rabbanim and forget about it. That's why the other poskim don't come up with this Chumrum. That Tiltu Gomer Min Atzad should be Osir. Even though we pass like Vazim and Tadoi, I'm an Eich, I'm an Aslito. If you don't find other posts, but we can justify that. That is based. There exists a Shita which disagrees. The Chazanish who holds that no one disagrees. So it's talking a little bit strange. Why isn't it more popular? Why didn't it make it any before the Kiva Egen own quoted it? I don't think I'm going to wrong quote it. I don't remember anymore. So I have to look on Shin test. I don't know. You don't find this in the standard post. If someone argues, at least you can read, explain a little bit why. But no one argues, it should have been more prominent. Kiva Egen is the one to quote it. So you're right. It's a little hard, it's a little obscure. Of course, a while to figure out too. So, clearly, it's a machlokas as well. All right. Now, take a look over here in Rashi, Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. On that Mishnah, if there are other chavios around it, Hoyse ben chavios, Magbia umatam al tzida, vihino fellas. Okay, so what does Rashi say there on the mission? What does Rashi say? Magbia lechavis kula, umesalka mibein achavios. And what does the next word say? Visham matoh al tzido. What do you mean visham? So the Kiva Egen says in that same place in Shin Tetz, visham nema, right there. There, nowhere. You can't get schleppet for another 5 feet. I have this rock on top of the barrel. It's in the way. I need the wine. I don't want rocks all over the place. I already have a head to pick it up, move it over 5 feet to get it beyond the ring of barrels which surrounds the original barrel. Now once I have it, I want to move it already into the street. No, the shove. So the Kiva Egen is here. The shove has to be done right there. In fact, the Kiva Egen, chilas tultulo leheter. He was moving it originally to the head. He had it ready last week by Riches. But I caught the bug and I brought sheet. The grub, no problem. According to the Gra, it's Muktzamach. Well, one version of the Gra, anyway. All right. But according to the Magen Avraham, which is always a standard view, Tchila still too little ahead, that means you can continue as long as you want. So the question becomes, why did Rashi say Vishon? Why didn't you allow you to go bite there? Nuweli, what's the answer? So, Magen makes no distinction. That's what Gufa's worse, yeah? Gufa's more than the Chassar. Oh yeah? Yeah, okay. You hold that way, it's about a good. Okay. But I'm not sure everyone agrees with that distinction. I thought they hold about Ramel Tchilas till Tula that doesn't matter everything. You're right. You hold that sheep. Who holds that sheep? Who says that sheep? I thought either hold that like what we call the Gra.
That's what the Gra
called. Yeah, but that's the Gra. The doesn't make any such fine distinctions. What's the answer? No? Oh, that's right. Dov has the answer. With Maya Snow, it's Gavaldic. Because what? What's the whole head you had in the first place? So pick up the barrel with the rock on top. You have a right to move it over 5 feet to get beyond the other barrels. What's the nature of that head? So with why I love this, the nature of the head was, we're not considered to be moving the rock. You consider that if you're moving along the barrel. You can't move rocks on Shabbos. The whole nature of Shabbos, Tosin, and Gimel is, what's the lumbus part of Tosin and Gimel? You have a double tiltle, and the halacha labels the double tiltle not as a tiltle of the rock, but rather as what? Exclusively as a tiltle of the barrel. Right? That's how we explain this sheet that we show it. So what you're going to tell me now is Tchilas Tiltulo is beheted. That's not true. Because the Tchilas Tiltulo, you're allowed to move the barrel with the rock beyond the ring of other barrels, because we label that entire moving as a moving of the barrel only. Now that, because it was necessary, you shouldn't have to break the other barrels in one. Now you want to move it 20 feet further. Now it's first beginning to tilt the halachic tiltle of the rock. There's no halachic Tchilas Tiltulo ahead there. So with that head which we gave before explains very well the Shitas Rashi, because until now was not considered to be tiltle of the rock for head. The whole head that was, we didn't view it as tiltle of the rock, we viewed it as double tiltle as a tiltle of the barrel. So now that you want to start moving at 20 more feet? No, there's no Tchilas Tiltulo of the rock. The head there. Even ever stop. What? The second you get past the end of the barrel, so that's when it starts your tilt will be easier. That's what I thought. A little too sharp.
Is there a svara that says by all the time, by all my grandparents' name, like let's say you get Kuchma Kuchma Kuchma, and you
move the Tzara
Kuchma. We're not saying. If you're not Tzara Kuchma anymore, then you're not using. I mean, the whole reason of my grandparents was that the reason should be, it should really be Oscar now. But since you already started with Hedrick, you know, that's the whole.
No. If I pick up something in my hand, we can't say as if I didn't pick it up. I picked it up in my own hands. But the halacha said it's mutter to pick it up. So if the halacha said it's mutter to pick it up, the halacha is saying it's mutter for me to take this item, move it 10 feet. So once it's chila, I moved it 10 feet per head there, now I want to move it 5 more feet, so it's also going to be 20 more feet, it's also going to be mutter. But if I picked it up a barrel, and incidental to the barrel, move the rock, and the whole reason why you're allowed to move the rock with the barrel, because we consider it halachically, is if you're moving the barrel and not the rock, you can't turn around and now say, if I move the rock for head to 10 or 5 feet. What?
If I'm still moving on the barrel, I have to put it down and pick it up.
We can also mask for leave that out. We have more problems than it's worth, I think, with that. But what's the matter? What's your question?
I don't know what I'm saying, but if you can't create it yourself, it wasn't the client to pick it up.
Right, but since halachically, you're right, you're going physically, so I'm going halachically. What's the difference? Halachically, the first part of the movement of the barrel and the rock together is labeled exclusively as a movement of the barrel. That's the whole reason why you're allowed to do it. That's
why would you ask the same thing to Kishma?
Because they, you know, what do you mean they move? I'm moving the thing myself. You can't have to say if I didn't move it. I have it in my hands. So the halacha said, although I'm moving the thing in my hand, I'm moving a pen. You say pen is malachalis. I'm moving the pen. So I'm moving from here because I needed the sort of gufo to look to patch with something, to get something out of the wall, all right? Something like that, to get something, to reach something. Now I'm moving another 20 feet. Not the pshat, the first 5 feet that I moved it, as if I didn't move it. I moved it, I had it in my hand, I'm moving it. But even though I'm moving it, it's mutl sort of gufo makom. So now the moment of Ramos Mechadish, facing the Rishonim, I can move it 20 more feet. But over here, if I have it, Rambam, I have a pen which is awesome. And now I'm moving it like this for 5 feet. We view it as if I didn't move the pen. I didn't stop moving the pen yet. If we would have viewed it, not a pen. Tape recorder. Just clear. Max, Mr. Soren, kids, watch out. It shouldn't break. So we don't view it. This is not a move at all. So the whole lumbus of this, that's how we see the whole lumbus of earth. That the reason why it's mutter to do this, if you need a tzorach, hadavar hamutter, the reason is because it's viewed as if you didn't move the tape recorder at all. That's the whole reason why Tosfos is mad the Tzorach Dover Hamut and not the Tzorach Dover Asa. That's the reason behind it. So you can't turn around and now say, well, now let me move it 20 more feet because I moved already 5 feet. No, you didn't move it the first 5 feet. That was the whole nature of the head. Okay, Allah, of course, physically you moved it. I'm not denying the reality. But the Alpi did. That's what I think. What happened in the following case? Interesting. Interesting Machlekes, which is found in the Shavir Shabbos Kil Chasa. Oops, is it here?
Yeah.
I have one. It's on the Maram Mekhemeth, I believe. Ha'ara Kuf Samech Zayin, Perichof. Interesting Shaila, where the main purpose of your tiltul is the Tzorech HaDavar HaMukta, or the Tzorech Mekhama, but you also need the Davar HaMukta in another place. It's like a kind of you need both. You need both. So he says like this. Look what he says. The base meyer shin yutzev ches. Nechaku Rabbi Kivei in the base meyer beinyan zeh. Again, on top he writes, when is it mutter? Listen carefully. When is it mutter? You need the bosses. He's talking about a boss here, which is a boss, which is not really a boss. It doesn't have the din of bosses. It's mutter. You need the gufa or makoma. That's exactly our case of the Mishnayos with the Rak and the Chomet. And he adds, Osha Hamukso Yiskalkel Al Yedei Hanir. Like I had the case of the tape recorder in the Rambam. I'm not afraid the tape recorder is going to break something else. If I drop it, the tape recorder itself is going to break. Is that included in the Heter? Or is it not included in the Heter? To move, I have a Rambam with a tape recorder on top of it. I need the Rambam. So besides that, I can just shake the tape recorder off, it'll break, no problem. But I don't have a tape recorder, I need the Rambam. So I'll move it over to with the pillows, a bunch of pillows. And I'll unload the tape recorder, it will fall neatly, safely on the pillows. Mutter or us? I don't need, you follow here? It's a different child. If I'm an hour right away, it's not going to break a barrel of wine, it'll break the tape recorder. So let it break, it's never us. That's a machlok, as he quotes over here, it's in the base mayor. And Rabbi Kivei. Why would it be mut? See, quotes Rabbi Kivei, just one sec. The Taftosis. Beginning of Perek Nota. This is Chazdash of Sivkot and Beis in that same sin. What happened in Tosis? What's going on in that case? You have a baby, right? The kid, a little baby, right? And he has Gaguin. So you want to, you know, carry the baby. Baby has a rock in the baby's hand, right? Rock in his hand. So they say, and if you throw out the rock, the baby will start crying. So that's comparable. Tosfos makes a comparison between that case and our cases over here. The case of... Gemara asks the kasha, why you just dump the fruits and get the rock? So most of the peiros amitanfin, right? It's going to it'll get ruined. Tosfos makes a comparison between that case and the case of a cotton which has a rock in his hand. Fret the chazit, what kind of comparison is that? Here, you want the rock 20 feet away. Why? Because you want to take your baby 20 feet away. The baby wants the rock in his hand, it's going to start to cry. So in effect, you want the rock 20 feet away. That's much worse. Why does Tosfos make a comparison between the case of the rock and the baby's hand and the case of the Kalkola Malaya Paris, which the Gemara has over here, and that's Kufman Bezal now. Kalkola Bezal Tosfos. What kind of comparison is that? It's not a good comparison. So the answer, Pashas, the answer is, the Tosfos is like the base man. Gemara asks the kasha, why you just dump the fruits and get the rock? So what's the repair of Sami Tanfin? Right? It's going to, it'll get ruined. Tosfos makes a comparison between that case and the case of a cotton which has a rock in his hand. Fret the chazit, what kind of comparison is that? Here, you want the rock 20 feet away. Why? Because you want to take your baby 20 feet away. The baby wants the rock in the hand, it's going to start to cry. So in effect, you want the rock 20 feet away. That's much worse. Why does Tosfos make a comparison between the case of the rock in the baby's hand and the case of the Kalkola Malaya Paris, which the Gemara has over here, not Kufman Bezumel. Kalkola Bezumel. What kind of comparison is that? It's not a good comparison. So the answer, Pashas, the answer is, the Torah is like the base man. Torah is like the base man. So the base man is the sheet of the Kula. And then the one can compare that case to this case, right? If I throw the, in other words, in the case of the tape recorder, he didn't really want the tape recorder over there. He just didn't want the tape recorder to break. Here too. You don't want the rock over there. You want your kid shouldn't cry, and the kid if he's dropped the rock is going to start crying. So you want to be in his hand. It's not exactly the same as a tiltum and outside. I want the dover oster over there. I need it over there as such. So it would seem. That's what it would seem. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, and that other footnote that I asked you to take a look at, the same line, which is Perek Kof Beis Ha'orat Tzadi Tes, also talks about this Tosfos. So that's something somewhat different. Oh, look over here. And Tabi writes like this: you shouldn't pick up your child when there's an Evan or Muktzacher Biyado. But if the child will cry, then you can carry him with the muktz in his hand. This is an Eruv. Himish Eruv. Okay, if it's an Eruv, that's what he writes. Says the Shmir Shabbos Tzadites, V'hod lo havi tilt min atzad atzorof dover ha-mutter, shiritzon elisa sayelet. What's the problem? What are you saying? Only if he's misgageh. What if he's not misgageh? Shemati mir ar-arba, shemavua v'resh perik notel, our Tosfos over here, Af shekil tvei mitiltul biyadayim, mikol makom chomer yoser mitiltul min atzad. Whoa, a new category. It's in between, yeah. Tiltul gomer min atzad. That's what he means. Af shekil tvei mitiltul biyadayim, chomer tvei yoser mitiltul min atzad. He means without your soul. This is his case. It would be considered the equivalent of Shachach. The kid just picked it up. He didn't premeditate this whole story. But you could certainly say that. That could be the pshat, potentially. But the truth is, he brings two riots to this. I think it's from Flamazam. Two riots. I don't understand either riot. One riot from the Ran. The Ran is true. The Ran has quote, he gives a verbatim quote. The command the knockat labi odayim dami. So the kid has it in his hand, it's as if I'm holding it in my hand. That's what the Ran says. The Baal of the Gariah. But look at the Ran. Let's give a look, have a chance. Look at the Ran at the beginning of Perek Notel. The way I read the Ran said that with respect to Hotzah. Not with respect to Muktzah. That line that he quotes in the Ran, if I read it straight, had nothing to do with Muktzah at all. I was referring to. And he was saying like this: it's a tiltul, the Ran says a tiltul shalobi adayim. Shalobi adayim. You look carefully. He brings it. Let me again. Command the nakat levi adayim dami. I read the Ran saying the other way around. It's kiyul not l'shalobi adayim. I don't want to go into the belabor of the point. You look inside. I think the Ran also holds a lobi adayim. He's just a havamina, right? I made a mistake before. Because he quotes the Mishnah Brewer says kiyul no seyasa evan biyod simin shin tesif kot nalef. But then that Mishnah Brewer I thought it was talking about Hotzah. So the Mishnah Raya from the Mishnah Berurah there's no Raya connected with respect to Hotzah. And the Raya from the Lashon of the Ran, the command is not only Medayim, but he rejects that. Said it's wrong. So I thought they're both Raya that Shlomo Zalman had here, I thought were somewhat difficult. Again, I'm not coming here to be Machriya and Ishailis, but say the Raya that have brought over here seem to me to be, if anything, a Raya Lister, if anything. Oh, now we come to what I think Shlomo mentioned last time, the big dispute, the big fight about moving something indirectly. Is that called tiltum min atzad or not? I have a Davar HaMuktzah, a tape recorder, and I want to move it. So what I'll do is, I'll take my, my handkerchief, and go like this. Is that called Tilta Na'atzar or not? That's the, right? You quote it as the Machlokos who? Chazanish against everybody, right? Basically. But the Poskim said that it's Mutter, and the Chazanish said it's us. That's not called Tilta Na'atzar. That's a bluff. It's like a long hand. That's not Tilta Na'atzar. That's what Chazanish said. The Mishnah Brewer's Mekel. You can take bones and you move it with a knife. Tilta Na'atzar. With our lumpness, the Chazanish makes some sense. I have to say I have a soft spot for it. Because what I said before, I have a double tilt. The double tilt makes sense. I'm carrying a Mishnah Brewer. On top of it is a double Muktzah. So I'm moving like this. I'm really actually carrying the Davar HaMuktzah, or tilting the Davar HaMuktzah. But I'm just using it as an extension of my hand. The Davar HaMuktzah is just, I have a sefer, and I'm pushing the Muktzah. That's really called a double tilt. So I would say, Mitzvah, one could say the Chaznish might be right. It makes sense. And not only that, but the Alter Rebbe says so. You quoted that thing already, no? There's a Kuntres Achman, a whole long discussion. He says he brings many, many rayas in Simen Reish Nun Tes, Sivkot and Gimel. Alter Rebbe says this is klar this way. He brings quite a few rayas. One raya is Alagum about the. Because we use Lashon. I want to go through all of the riots out there. I have a show on Lanias Daiti. All the riots can be. You have to fend for the Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer is coming from where he comes from? The Taz? Where did the Mishnah Brewer get it from? What is the Mishnah Brewer? They came. I also have a moment. I'm wrong. It comes from earlier sources as well. All right, here it is. Paga Shetamna Betep. What does that mean? Is that what happened over there in that case? What was the physical reality? What happened over there? He had some fruit, right? Was in straw, right? Right. So what does it say? What's the lashon over there? What's the lashon to think about? But what's the lashon? The lashon is the key. What does it say over there? What? It's what do you take? Kush for Rosh Hashanah. What's it called? Wait, the kuf chav gimel. What? Oh. So what does it say? Where is the Gemara? Yeah, the Chav. Yeah. In the Gula Miktas of Mutlu Tal, the Lav, the Blood of the Doyomer, what is that? Toch bin Bekush over Karka, the Menaros Mealeh. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do you mean, Toch bin Bekush? What do the words mean? The Alter Rebbe says, also the Nar Atevin Bekush, Velito La Paga Biodain. You need a very sharp thing. How would I call a kush? Like a needle or a very sharp implement. So I go and pull it out. If I don't have, I only have a spoon. So the Alter Rebbe is medayik. You have a spoon, you're out of luck. You can't plunge the spoon into the fruit. In fact, the Alter Rebbe, if the Mishnah Brewer is right, if I order them and the Taza, what are they right? What's the big deal? Take the spoon. Move away the tevin, and then take the fruit. Why is it? Why is the sharp implement for? That's dig number one. No, sharp, huh? But lechayra, even though it's sharp, it's not machriach. That's the case. That was the case that we're talking about. In a chenami, if you had only a dull implement, you only had a spoon, you can move away the stuff with a spoon, and you can do the same thing. I don't think it's such a gewaldig dig. It is a dig, but not so such a gewaldig dig. Yeah. You want to get a hold of the paga to move it away? Yeah, that's the passion. It's not a complete riot. So why are they talking about that case? That's the easier case. That's the normal case. That's the regular case. I don't think it's a great riot. Not at the Tosis. Why is it good according to him? Because it. Oh.
Later.
No. He's asking a good question. The needle, although it goes very neatly into the fruit, it's going to have to move something. The tevin goes this way, the tevin goes this way, the needle goes right through. No, but the misnagdim, how is this a good kasha? How can you put a needle, thread the needle, it's like a quarterback, thread the needle. So how do you get the needle in without, you're moving some tether.
Some of it. You're not moving the tether away from the puzzle. You're seeing the puzzle and the tether is going to be moved.
That's what he's saying. What he's saying? There, it's true you're moving the tevin physically. But that's how you, if you could somehow get into the fruit without moving the tevin, have a cat, so then you'd also be happy that way. We can't, so we incidentally have to move it. That must be what he means.
That's one of the way out also.
You mean the way out also?
I don't want to move this
heaven
on the way out either when I use the spoon to pick up the...
No, but the spoon, the thing is submerged. So I'm moving this heaven all over the place.
Oh, look, it's all moving.
See, Meneo Bay is an O'Reilly. That's the case. Oh, that's pretty sharp. Sharp is the word. We're saying like this. If the answer to Shalom's question is correct, then if my intention is merely to plunge the sharp implement into the fruit, and even though I'm half to never move a little bit of the tevin, minimally, but some tevin is moving, so I can disregard it. So Tui asks, Dove asks, I want to get the thing out with a spoon. So I plunge the spoon in to get the pog out. True, it's dull, I have to move much more tevin around, but still, I only just want to get the fruit out. Yeah, that's not bad. That's even a better tchila of the Alter Rebbe's right. Anyway, since you're stuck with your cash, you have to give your teret. So the mele, that's much different between a spoon and a fork. Cool. Good. Made it even better. Your question made it even better. The tchia of the Rebbe's right. That's Raya number one of the Alter Rebbe. Raya number two is the Tosfos. Open up, please. Nun Amud Beis. This is the second Raya of the Rebbe. This is a good Raya. This is a Guvalda Garaya. Here, Hakol Modim, is he told us Hakol? Hakol Modim Shemiskalkala Haguma Shasua Lahazi. This is the question about Tmana, you have a pot, it's covered by insulation. The Afil is Octois, the Afil of Elezab and Tudoi, Lama Beperek, Kol Akele, Toche, Bekush, O Bekarkar, Behain and Noros Mealea. The tiltul min atzad lo shmei tiltul. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem over here? V'chein kaimala. Hocha odif. Look at this, Terek. Hocha odif tvei b'tiltul min atzad. Shetzorich l'taltel eilech ve'eilech k'sherot z'nahatim. I had a pot. Pot was in some insulation. I took up the pot, raided the chones, and I want to put it back. We're not going to Tatmana right now. But what happened never because of gravity, my ditch is not the same as it was before. So Tosu says, all you have to do to recreate a ditch, take a pot, and go using a pot to move as a weapon, right? To move around the tevin. See, that's also even called the Lesman Tadoy. The Mufurish Tosis, like what we call the Chazanish, like the Alter Rebbe, against the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know any way out of this one. This is a Gevaldige Raya. You hear what he's saying? Tosis is Mufurish. You can't just take a dover mutter. It's a moving around dover ha-asr when it's the chor here's the tzorach gufo or tzorach dover ha-mutter or tzorach makomo. It's not a tzorach. You don't need the tevin. Right. You could argue here you need the tevin in a different place. Is that arguable? Not really. It's a shver. That would be a shver time. I'm suggesting one time. He could say it's asr because it's the tzorach dover asr. You want the tevin there, not here. The tevin is mukta. Would that be a good tchir? I'm thinking as I'm speaking to you. Is that a good tchir? How do you interpret this? I have a pot. I want a pot to be covered with this tevin. But the tevin slid in. It's no longer a ditch. I take the pot as a weapon. And I said, move the tevin. This way, I move the tevin. That way. So create a little ditch. Would that be considered a tzorach davar hamutta or a tzorach makoma or a tzorach davar asa? Clearly, the rabbi is assuming it's a tzorach davar. No. Who cares? It's either a tzorach davar hamutta or a tzorach makoma. I'm not sure which one, how he interprets it. But it's an usher anyway, that's his whole bar. But maybe you could say it's a tzorach davar asa. Do you want the tevin in that place? I'm just thinking now of one way that you... I thought this raya was compelling. But if I'm speaking to you today, I'm thinking maybe it's not such a great raya. Hold on. Maybe read his lashon. That's called a tzorach davar asa, you're saying. Uh-huh. No, what does Tzarchon usually mean? You want this, you want this place to be free. That's Tzarchon Kama. Here.
You want the temple, there's another covenant around it.
How would you say? Let me just read it.
Hold on.
Where's the Lashon? Well, I can't even find it. Oh, no wonder I couldn't find it. He doesn't quote it. V'zeh gam ken kavonas ha-tertz v'shehevi ha-mogon ha-vram sukkot ches. U'mashakos eilech ve'eilech. Ha'inu la'fuke im ha-yadei dochak ha-kzoras ha-kadeiro ha-ya ha-mukta mitztamtsem u-misrachik l'tzodah me'eilo v'lo shi'archikenu hu bi'odayim ha-yadei ha-kadeiro v'cheni be'hegi betotzus. Yeah, but that's what he's saying. He doesn't explain what he means. He means the Torah Mekomo, the Torah Lavar Mutzah. He obviously means one of them. But one could argue that maybe it's the Torah Lavar also because he wants to tilt. I don't know. He's probably right, no? What do you say, Steve? Right. Right. Good. You're right. But I want to. You're introducing a new heter and saying why they shouldn't apply. But I'm wrong about the old heter.
I'm saying, but
we'll get to it over there on Wednesday, Mr. I won't even get to that today. But I don't think it's going to make. I don't think you're making it better that way. You're just making another kasha. I don't know. I'm not sure whether you can really say this. What's that? You're saying that this Mishnah Berurah doesn't do a tiltu menatzah. It's really a heter of tiltu begufo. Oh, okay. Then all better off.
No,
okay. Then your eye is off. I understand. I understand what you were saying. Right, unusual. Okay, good. That's a very good point. Let me just read one ha'ara. That's the Rosh in Perek Dalet Sim and Yud. When he quotes the same shah that Tosfos raises, right? What's wrong? Just move it around through the pot. No. Peni shofech hatavshil iminaneh atzem ayde akdeira ubechoshin shemer. What did he say? Peni shofech hatavshil. I read the wrong line. Line before that. In the Skagla Guma, Shasalach Zira, look at this now. The Vada Yitaltel Hagizin Biyodo, the Taken Moshe Vakzeh. Rosh had exactly the same cash. Give a different terrorist completely. We're afraid. If Lalayan will take the pot and move it around, you'll take your hands and move it around. Let Medach from the Rosh is exactly the opposite of the Alta Rebbe. He'll look like the Mishnah Berurah. That is the fakets, the machlokas are rishayim. So the rush is matir, ashayla. Before that, the gufo. In every case, I think this is a unique case. Very hard to take a pot and but if you just take a in the chanami, maybe you're right, but maybe to make a distinction in that respect. Oh, finally, he brings a raya from the rib and the ran. This is about what the other brings very much for kitzur. He says, Ran, where am I? The Rif. He's all in the Kutras Akhna of the Alter Rebbe. What's the case? Here's the case. I want to sweep the floor. Am I allowed to sweep the floor? No. Your wife asked me, you say, I don't want to sweep the floor. Can't sweep the floor? The only head to sweep the floor is Raf Shalrei. So right, the Rif, the Ran, if it's disgusting, you can sweep the floor, otherwise not. Sweeping the floor is it's Tilda Manatzad. Alright, you don't need the dust. You just want to get rid of it. That should be considered like a kind of a Tzorach Mekomo, no?
Mukta.
That's what the Ran says, the Furish. That's the one that's on the Maram Mekomis. Page Nun Tes, Nun Aleph, and Aleph print. And the Ran. And he says like this. No. No, the other one. I'm sorry, the wrong one. The riff, Menhan and Days. Is that it? Around the end of the 10th parak, I'm sorry. And the Rippet Memhei and the Beis, they talk about this idea of Kibud Abayis. They say it's Graf Sharei. That's what he says. Mutal Lechavdel Otsiyah Lebeis HaKiseg, the Graf Sharei, Metal Talina Leim Apinelei. The Rippet. Page Memhei and the Beis. And that my Malcolm has printed in the Ramakas. And the truth is, other Possums say the same thing. Mishnah Berurah is the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah is in two places. Chometz and Pesach. But yes, look at the funny place, Tal Tanan Rav. Chometz, if you want to sweep it away, post about the problem of Muktzah. And the one that's the title, Shin Yud Aleph, by a mace, and move the mace with the Konah. So here you see Pesach, he's moving things indirectly. It's colossal. It's not considered to be a happier Tulsum and Atzah. But if you look carefully, I looked it up. And Shin Yud Aleph, and Mishnah Berurah, he says, if you read the place where the mace is actually lying, then it's Muktzah. What's going on here? Us, we should be us even in this case. How did he say, Raya the Hefech, but not Mishnah Berurah? The Raya is that the Tzorach Tavar HaMutter is really Mutter. Like the Mishnah Berurah is elsewhere, like the Paz, if you move it in directly, it's considered Tzorach Tavar, it's considered Tiltum and Atad against the Chavish, against the Alter Rebbe. But it's only one survivor. It's very important. It's Mutter only if you actually need the place for the Tzorach Tavar to stand. It's not mutter if the thing is in the way. Oh, the dust is in my way. I thought I need to play. I need to play for the dust. Is. It bothers me. The mace. Not because of the mace. It bothers me. The mace is in the room. Then it's also. So tiltul, indirect tiltul is mutter if it's real Torah Tufo. If it's real Torah Makoma. But not if it's just that the thing is in my way. This bothers me. I asked me a kasha, but last week we waited with respect to what? The heter of the of what? Come on. The heter of the hammer on the table. What do we say? That the Tzorach Makomo includes whatever the Tzorach Shabbos, the bother you with the Bach of the Yo, that's the same thing. So why are we here? Why are we here? Are we mocking? That's the very question. Here we have to go with the lumbus we said before. The nature of the heter of Tiltul, we call it the double Tiltul. And what's the nature of the double Tiltul? What do we say? That you'll be moving the Dover HaMutter in order to clear the way. That's how we're going to label it. The Tiltul, the Dover HaMutter, in order to clear away the Mokka. As we say, we mutter to move the Dover HaMutter in order to have access to the Dover HaMutter. And we can therefore label the Dover HaMutter as being what we call Mital Tel Ne'elim, by itself. But when your whole purpose of your moving is not to clear the way over here, the whole purpose of your moving is to get rid of the dust. So they say, I'm not moving the dust, I'm moving the broom. That's ridiculous. The whole purpose of moving the broom is only for the dust. So although, not that you need the dust elsewhere, you still want it out of here, but still we have to label the double moving as moving of the dust. You follow? If I'm moving it to get rid of this place, I need this place, something's in the way. I want to set the table, and this hammer's in the way. So I'll move it off with my handkerchief. So it's a double tilt, I'm moving two things to clear the table. Not saying I'm moving the hammer, I need the hammer as such. But in the case where the hammer just bothers me, I don't need that place at all. Can't that move it to clear the way? I don't need that place. Just that the hammer is bothering me, so we're labeling it as an indirect moving for the purpose of moving the hammer. That's exactly Tiltul Menatzah, which is us. So we had the problem once about cleaning your glasses. So Mr. Shai, a lot of cleaning glasses on Shabbos, where there's a dirt there, so at first I said, take a tissue. So Tiltul Menatzah, the Mishnah Berurah. Then I realized, yes, it's not so posh. The Tiltul Menatzah is the Muslim Tzara Makoma, where you need the place. You don't need the place over here.
I see.
Just the dirt bothers you a little bit. I'm not sure what I had to would apply. He said maybe they had to be self-same amount, which I just want to say. Maybe it's too inconsequential to be considered in the category of actual silver. One final Nakuda. That's the mission to please Kuf Mem Beis in the day. I think we have the Raya Berurah Lakuda in the show. I think. Maybe it's because of the Tilsa. So the heter of Tilsa, of that we put in with your hands. But if the heter of Tiltul Menatzah, which we call from the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think it would apply in this case. You don't need this place. It's bothering you. That's what we spoke about in the house on Shabbos. All right, probably Mutter. Anybody's moving.
Yeah, that's
right. Once you rinse it, there's no dirt in there, just water. The water comes up. All right, maybe that's better. Take a look at the Mishnah. Kuf Mem Beis and the Beis, they're both said. Thank you. I watched Bishop and Shabbos, huh? Kufman Beis and the Beis. Look over here. Look at this. A famous Mishnah, world famous Mishnah. Everyone knows the Mishnah, we just had it five times. You take the rock on the barrel, you tip it over, you move it over, fine. But it comes right afterwards. Right after that, the same Mishnah. We don't pay attention to it usually. What does it say in the same Mishnah? Same Mishnah. Hoysa alav on this car. It's a lishleshes. What's lishleshes? Shum dvar mias kigon rokot. So this is Rashi. Mekancha bismartut. You take a rag and you move it away. So I thought, I'm going to push it. This is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said. I need it. I have to sit on that pillow. It's disgusting there. I take a handkerchief and I move it away. That's exactly a tiltum and atzad. Dover halam and mein yado. The first part of the Mishnah is a head of tiltum and atzad by Evan Afia Thomas. The next part of the Mishnah is equal head of tiltum and atzad by taking a smartut and moving it away. That's exactly the Mishnah Brewer's head. And a Mishnah of Pharesh, it's mut. Slowly. The Gemara Pilbos by Rav Shirei later on. We'll get to you. Hold on a second. 1 minute. So the Chazanish says no. It's Rav Shirei. Chazanish says no. Obviously, you have a good point. But the problem is that it's Rav Shirei. So what's it doing in this mission? You're right. You can say it's related. But the passage is in this Mishnah between Evan al Piachavis and the next Mishnah by Viram al Shulchan at Samos of Klippin, and it's all talking about Tiltum and Atzad. So the passion is that it's Mutta Bishop Tiltum and Atzad. That's what I thought. Pashup Shad the Mishnah. But the Chazanish don't go away. We'll stop here. Next time, we'll have, I think, an introductory Chavur by Moshe, and then I'll talk about Tiltum the Gufa. Okay? That's the next time. I don't want to call it safe, I want to call him. So, Malabakarish. Remember at the end of the Kabul lecture, we were speaking about sweeping. And the question of one of the Alter Rebbe's rayas that looks machmas, and that tiltum and atzad, if you sweep something, it should not be viewed as tiltum and atzad. Tiltum the head, like the Chazanish is mahal. Although it's mutter to sweep, only mission graf sharei. Otherwise, it would have been us. She pointed out a number of things, which are very fascinating. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the dinim which the Alter Rebbe quoted, also from Mishnah Berurah, is about moving the mace and moving chametz. We had all those things, but the Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Shin Lam and Zayin in the Shara Tzi and Tzivkot and Zayin is exactly not that way. Is it mutzu shel tiltul of gankal ochayish tavi tiltul min atzai the davar achal the tzorok Shabbos? A Nayamai says against the foolish what I said. He even used the word the tzorok Shabbos. Remember that? Well, I pointed out that when it came to klisha b'achal yisur the tzorok gufon tzorok makom and all the same thing is really tzorok Shabbos. See, if it bothers you, it's also because it's Tzorah and Shabbos. But over here, I had a whole shtickle Torah to explain why it's not that way. The special bezundir ahead there in Tzorah Makom, because of the double tilt of the whole shtickle Torah. He can't really, boom, knocks the whole shtickle Torah out in one word, the Tzorah and Shabbos. I couldn't believe he said it. It's against all the Rishonim. I'll never call it Rishonim. The Reef, the Ran, what's Marajba? What's going on over here? How can I go against it? But then, see, so you look further. I said the Rajba. I couldn't find the Rajba. And if I'm at the Ran, I'm at the called the Rajba. I couldn't find it. It wasn't there. We did a little more searching, and I found this one, but we found it. Kuf Chav Dal and Amit Beis in the Rajma. I think Amit Beis is it? Yes, Amit Beis. The other Rajma says exactly, seems to say opposite of what the Ruran quotes him as. And footnotes, you have to have the footnotes. Footnote 91 tells you everything. That's where it tells you that the Avodas HaKodesh, that's where the Rajma has been quoted by the Ruran and the Perek HaMatzniyim. There he says, like the Rif, it's a Graf Sharei. But here in Kol HaKelim, it's mashma not that way. It's mashma mutamika within. You know, I'm going through all the inferences in India. Mashma a little bit that way. They call it Dirana Beitz that way. Chabez and Beitz. A stira Dirana, a stira Rajma. I can't answer all the stiras, but there's obviously two opinions on this very Nakuta. Mr. Brewer quotes a Kula and Shema and the Valley, seems to be going with Kula and other sources which are being quoted. So that puts impact on our discussion. And number two, this is the main point he wanted to bring out that. The mashmos here in the Rashba is that moving the dirt when you're sweeping would not be considered itself to be a violation of Moksa. Only the klipas, the klipa Ramona, suggests that maybe that's not what we said before with Engel Mamish. There's a little dust goes back and forth. I thought it was a bit kiddish. That's more than just a little bit on the glass that we start talking about dirt. But that's another deal that's possible from this Rashba. You look at the footnote 91, okay? That's what's new on the topic from last time. Okay? Good. Different sheets. Now to our topic of today, tiltul the gufa. the Rosh in Perakira, Simon Yutes, Kosh of Yonah. We had before that the Tosfos says that Tiltum and Atzad is also the Tzorach Dover also. How can it be? It says in the Kuf Mem Aleph and Aleph that you're allowed to move the Kash Al Gavi Amita. Why? Tiltum min Atzad. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, Kuf Mem Aleph. Tiltum min Atzad. Even though you need it, it's for the Tzorach HaKash. That's the tremendous Kasha which the Rosh asks. You see, Beferish, that Tiltum min Atzad is moved to the Tzorach Dover also, name is the Kash. The Rosh gives an answer, which is a very interesting answer. It's a big dispute, what exactly did he mean? There are the literalists, and there are those who don't want to take the Rosh in such a literal way. It's extremely important, the halacha l'maisa. His v'lo kosher is a quotation verbatim from the Rosh. Why? Bekash eino metaltel ela begufo kalachayat. Hilkoch afagav lakashu muktzu tzorach medamale letiltul menatzad shu tzorach dover hamutu. So Pashtus in Russia, he quoted a completely new hetta, brand new. A new hetta completely called tiltul begufa, which is also known as tiltul kalachayad, which somehow or other, for reasons so far unknown to us, is compared to tiltul menatzad. See, if that's the problem, the witness said anymore, kufan alaf tiltul menatzad, no. There's a new hetta. But the big problem to discuss today is what's, alright, there's a new hetter, Aniach is a new hetter. What does the new hetter have to do with the hetter of Tiltum Menatzah? That's the main question of today's Kabbalah. What's the connection? What's the connection? Two completely unrelated questions. So the Ran says, no, you don't really need the cash. What you really need is the mitzvah. You need the bed. Only thing is that it's you can't get to the bed without the Tiltum Akash. And therefore, Kevin de lo metatle behedja, helikalachayad, shorim. So the Chazanish says in Pshat Naran, he didn't mean a hetter kalachayad literally, as the Rosh seems to say, but it's a different thing completely. His, what is he doing? He's not moving it. And I can move it with my elbow like this. I'm moving it. Obviously, I'm moving it. He's using it in a funny way, unusual way. And I'm not moving anything. I'm just going to sleep. You know, Yeshiva Bar goes to sleep. Azir Shlof, I say in Yiddish. When I sleep, I don't know anything. I'm just sleeping. Don't tell me I'm moving. I'm just sleeping. That's him shouting around. The guy is going to sleep. You'll tell me by going to sleep his body moves kashi. Don't bother me. I'm going to sleep. It's a maisa shchiv. It's not called a maisa tiltul at all. It's not a tiltul normal, not a tiltul abnormal. It's called an act of lying down. And any tiltul is completely incidental. That's how he learns pshat. That's how he learns pshat. Truth to tell. The truth to tell. The comparison, according to the Chazanish, seems to work out better, based on our yisod. We keep saying the same yisod throughout this whole from last time. But what's the shot tiltum and atzad? I called it a double tiltum. So you're moving the safer with the tape recorder on top. So although the tape recorder moves from point A to point B, but halachically we don't view it as moving. It's incidental. Oh, that explains very nicely why the lush tiltum and atzad is used in both places. If tiltum and atzad is mutim, it's an incidental kind of a tiltum. We call it a double tiltum. So we don't view it halachically as if you move the dover also. That is comparable to the guy's going to sleep. There it's not a double tilt, it's a different kind of situation, but the bottom line is the same. We don't view it that he's moving the kash. He's going to sleep, and the kash is moving somewhat incidentally. That's why I wanted to compare the two cases according to the Chazanish's approach, which is based upon the Ran. That's what I thought. So good, so the Ran is Gevaldik. The question is, does the Rosh differ, or is the Rosh just saying the same thing? So the Chazanish, as he often found in his Svarim, when he's convinced that somebody is right, like the Shach before him, when he's convinced that someone is right, then everyone holds that way. There's no machlokes. So the Chazanish said that's what the Rosh meant to. The Rosh meant that which the Ran said. Only one difference. That the Rosh takes it a little bit further. And says it's even though he really intends to move the Kash, but still, we still view it as part of the act of Shiv. So the Ran is saying, he's just lying down. According to the Rosh, I can maybe elbow the, you know, give an elbow here and an elbow there, but it's still somehow in a broader sense part of the lying down action. It's just a slight extension of the Ran's Mahalach. That's how the Chazanish is trying in the Rosh, which of course against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah and Shin Chesif Kodim give the famous heta of moving tiltum, we call tiltum begufo, or kalachayad, and the Chazanish is absolutely wrong. You can't kick your mukta. You can't elbow the mukta. No, that's tiltum the hedja. And he calls it off in the Gemara. Because the Gemara on Shabbos, this Chazanish does. Kuf Kav Zayin Amin Alpha. That's his Raya Barura. The Mazam Kuf Chav Zayin Amal Aleph, a special heter. It's called the Knisasa Vitiyasa. You have it talking about going in and out of a Beis Medrash and an Otzer, a whole story over there, the whole sugya. And if it's the Knisasa Vitiyasa and Derech Ilucho, then it's Osa Shvil Beragla. That's the Gemara's Lashon. Osa Shvil Beragla, the Knisasa Vitiyasa. And if it's a Mazundir, a heter, a separate heter over here, but normally to move things with your foot would be prohibited. This is how the Osa Boshvil Kadeshi Kones Vietze. Or the meal biragla b'knisasa b'tziyasa, the top of kuf chav zayin amal aleph. That's a pretty good riot. Pretty good riot. However, as was already referred to, What is the Mishnah? And all kinds of problems along these lines. And isn't that, you wanted to get out.